Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
SAP S/4HANA is one of the leading ERP systems in the marketplace. There are a lot of things to like and dislike about S/4HANA, but what I want to do today is talk about the things I like about SAP S/4HANA. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And I started my career in the 1990s as an SAP consultant. I don't always tell people that because we're technology agnostic and we support a number of different ERP systems and implementations. But I started off in the SAP ecosystem, and it's a product that I know very well. A lot of organizations throughout the world opt to deploy SAP S/4HANA. It's one of the leading systems in the marketplace in terms of market share, in terms of certainly market share with larger organizations. So what I want to do today is talk about the things I like about SAP S/4HANA, but stick around to the end of the video because I'm also going to talk about the things that I don't like, which is almost just as important, if not more important, than the things I do like. And before I dive into the things I like about the system, I want to encourage you to download our guide to a successful SAP S/4HANA transformation. It's a white paper that I wrote to provide some best practices for those of you about to start an SAP transformation. So I encourage you to download that with the link below to find some of the best practices that I've found to be useful for our clients throughout the world. From a technological perspective, one of the things I like best about S/4HANA is its HANA database, the HANA platform that they've developed for S/4HANA. And what HANA is it's essentially a replacement of the Oracle database that SAP used to rely on with its older products. And as you may know, Oracle is not only a database provider, but they provide competing ERP solutions that compete with SAP. So in some ways, SAP was trying to mitigate this reliance on a competitor to provide the core database technology and to create something that worked better with the core SAP technology and provide a database that was high performance for its new product suite. So that's where HANA comes from, and what HANA is and how HANA is different than other traditional databases is that it's a real-time in-memory database. So without getting into all the technical details of how databases work, what it essentially does is anytime there's a change to a record, it simply adds the change to that record in the transactional database. So in other words, instead of copying the original transactional data and then adding to it, it's just simply adding to the original record. So one way to think about this is if you think about an Excel spreadsheet and you've got a row of data across or copying that row and then changing one of the fields, what it essentially does within HANA is it adds another column to that record, which can save in terms of the amount of database memory resources it consumes. And more importantly, it actually increases response time too. So it allows you to access data faster because it doesn't have to search through as much data to get the same information. In addition to higher performance and consuming less database memory resources, what HANA also does is allows you to provide better analytics and reporting. Because you can access the data easier and faster, it's going to make it easier and faster to create reports as well. So from a technological perspective, HANA is one of the more innovative things in the marketplace, and that's one of the things I like about S/4HANA. Now, from a non-technological perspective, one of the things I like best about S/4HANA is the variety of deployment options you have. So not just with the software itself, but with the way the software is deployed. So for example, S/4HANA allows you to deploy on-premise or in the cloud. And within the cloud, you have single-tenant and multi-tenant offerings, or more of a SaaS offering as well. So there's a lot of different ways you can deploy the technology. And if you don't feel comfortable yet migrating all of your systems and data to the cloud, you can still deploy that system on-premise. Another deployment option that makes things very attractive from an S/4HANA perspective is the fact that you have so many system integrators and implementation partners out there in the marketplace to help you through the technical implementation. You have the big four consulting firms and the system integrators that are suitable for some larger multinational organizations. You have some smaller VARs that specialize in small businesses. And then you have sort of a second tier, mid-tier sort of system integrator grouping that allows you to leverage those resources if you so choose. So there's a lot of different organizations throughout the world that support S4HANA, which can be appealing and provide you a lot of different options when it comes to deploying the technology.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another thing I like about S4HANA is that it allows you to scale for growth. S4HANA is commonly used by the largest organizations in the world. Some of the Fortune 1000 and some of the biggest names that you may recognize are using S4HANA for their enterprise technology needs. And the reason for that is because it's a product that's built to scale for big companies. In terms of volume transactions and being able to handle large, massive volumes of data and transactions, that's one way that they're scaling for growth. The other way that the product helps you scale for growth is that it provides a breadth of capabilities. So if you're a multinational organization or you're a diversified organization or a conglomerate, SAP S4HANA has a lot of functionality and workflows that can support different industries and different functions. So if you're a mid-size or larger organization, or if you're growing quickly and you aspire to be a mid-size or larger organization, S4HANA is going to scale better than many of the enterprise technologies out there in the marketplace. Another thing I like about S4HANA is the career growth opportunities. Whether you're a consultant working on S4HANA implementations, or if you're an internal customer that's helping deploy S4HANA, or even if you're just a user of S4HANA, having that skill set and background is going to make you more marketable and is oftentimes appealing to organizations that might be recruiting. And even if you decide to stay with your current organization, it certainly provides you a certain amount of career growth and opportunity as well. But certainly out on the open market, you're going to be very marketable and have a good skill set to help you further your career if you have an experience and background with S4HANA. Now, one caveat to this is that in terms of career growth, when you're working on an S4HANA implementation, oftentimes you have to specialize in one part of SAP S4HANA, largely because the system is so broad, it's so complex, there's so many different moving parts within the system that you need to specialize in a certain area, which isn't a bad thing, but if you really want to get to know the product more completely, you'll need to take on projects and really push to move outside of any one area to really try and understand the different parts of the system. But having said all of that, the career growth and the career opportunities that come along with having that background in S4HANA is very appealing to a lot of people that are in the ecosystem. Now, I've shared some of the things that I like the most about S4HANA, but there's also things I don't like about S4HANA, some of the downside risks and things that you should be aware of. Whether you're a consultant in the SAP consulting space or whether you're an organization that's implementing SAP, these are the things that you should be aware of. First of all, the product is very complex. As I mentioned before, it's broad, it's diversified, it can cover a lot of different functional areas and workflows, which on one hand allows an organization to scale and allows automation of very diversified business processes. But on the other hand, that comes at a cost, at a price. And that is in terms of complexity, risk, cost, and ultimately problems that will oftentimes arise during S4HANA implementations. So that complexity is something that you should be aware of. Secondly, and along those same lines, is that SAP implementations are notorious for having time and cost overruns. Some of the biggest organizations in the world have failed in their attempts to implement SAP S4HANA. In fact, I've compiled a list of the top 10 SAP failures over time, and there's some really good lessons from those failures, so I encourage you to check that out on my YouTube channel. But the thing to keep in mind here is that SAP projects are notorious for overruns, not only because the software is complex, but because the organizations implementing them are oftentimes larger, more complex organizations. And those organizations, by nature, are going to have more problems, more resistance to change, more complexities, and things that can contribute to cost overruns. A third thing that I don't like about S4HANA, and this is actually something I don't like about a lot of cloud-based systems, is that in this migration from ECC and R3 to the newer product S4HANA, there's been a lot of functionality that hasn't yet made it from those older legacy systems over to S4HANA. So S4HANA is a relatively recent product, having just come out, I think, 6 or 7 years ago, whereas R3 and ECC were around for decades and enjoyed the benefit of billions of dollars of R&D investments in the product over those years. So S4HANA is still trying to catch up to where R3 and ECC were, so it's not fully developed as you might expect, especially if you're someone who knows R3 or ECC or have used those products in the past. And then finally, one of the things I don't like about S4HANA is that it's not a very open ecosystem. Compared to other systems and ecosystems in the marketplace, it's relatively closed in that you have to have a very specialized skill set to support the product. And integrating with other third-party systems isn't as easy and as straightforward as it might be with some of the more flexible and some of the more open systems in the marketplace. So these handful of things that I don't like about SAP S4HANA are important to note, just as important as the things I do like. Now, as I mentioned at the top of this video, I encourage you to download our guide to a successful SAP transformation. This guide to an S4HANA transformation will help you leverage some of the best practices and lessons that we've seen with organizations throughout the world that we've helped implement S4HANA. And we've also taken some of the lessons we have from helping recover failed S4HANA implementations, as well as our experience as an expert witness in S4HANA lawsuits. So we've taken some of those lessons and compiled them into this definitive guide to help you make sure that your S4HANA transformation is more successful. So I encourage you to download that guide with the link that I've included in the description below. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.